This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 23, 2018. Christian Wade, Statehouse reporter, writes in today's Salem News, the number of people in Massachusetts who have come down with the flu this season is more than four times greater than last winter, and the northeast corner of the state is one of the hardest hit regions, according to public health officials. At least 2,872 confirmed cases of influenza have been reported in the state this winter, compared with 823 during the entire 2016-17 season, according to the Department of Public Health. The Northeast region has seen the highest rate of infection with 647 confirmed cases. Health officials attribute the spike in part to a strain of flu that causes more serious complications and is largely resistant to vaccines. More on the story in today's Salem News. Officials in Swampscott are working to create a safer Humphrey Street. Bill Newell reports.
Rick Gilicali writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that improving pedestrian safety at St. John's the Evangelist Church on Humphrey Street in Swampscott, where they have had numerous accidents, is one of the three new traffic and parking recommendations that will be implemented after the Board of Selectmen approve. The recommendations from the Traffic Study Advisory Committee include a no parking restriction near a crosswalk on Nason Road, a caution sign with flashing lights on Burpee Road, and a speed table in front of St. John's the Evangelist Church on Humphrey Street. Pedestrian safety near St. John's has been the focus recently for town officials and police after a 93-year-old man was critically injured when he was hit by a car while crossing the street shortly after 7:30 a.m. in November. Officials and police cite the early morning solar glare as a major issue in the area. The accident occurred almost exactly a year after John Lofgren, 73, of Lynn, was killed crossing in front of the church at 174 Humphrey Street. Lofgren was in the crosswalk when he was struck by a car on December 3, 2016, shortly after 7:30 a.m. Police said there have been numerous accidents along the area on Humphrey Street, with several occurring around sunrise. Quote, we've done a number of different improvement changes to this particular crosswalk, and we've seen the issues where pedestrians have been in accidents, said Peter Kame, the director of community development. Quote, the primary reason for those accidents is the time of those accidents is during solar glare events when the sun happens to be rising at just the right alignment to the traffic, and it's just between the months of November and January. So the recommendation from the traffic committee, with the approval of the selectmen, is to convert the crosswalk into a speed table which levels out the crossing so there are no longer ramps. Kane said the speed tables create a different change in the elevation with an edge along both sides where the town can paint in line so drivers can easily see reflected paint showing a change in the pavement. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, city leaders in Salem are working on rules governing property owners who open up their homes or condos to short-term rental markets, including Airbnb. The City Council's Community and Economic Development Committee met Monday night to dig into two issues filed this year, including a request to tax short-term rental units and a push from one city councilor to look deeper into the issue overall. The committee supported a 6% tax on money pulled in by short-term rentals, a recommendation that will go to the City Council on Thursday for consideration and a final decision. Taking the form of a home rule petition, the tax would require state legislature approval. The tax would match Salem hotel taxes already in place. Mayor Kim Driscoll is quoted as saying, "There's no doubt that the short-term rental industry is really challenging communities to think differently." Short-term rentals have become a complicated issue in Salem. Overall, neighbors to them have complained about parking impacts, lack of oversight or awareness on who might be suddenly living next door, and more. And more on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, in Lynn, Drew Russo has a giant financial lead in the race for a seat in the State House of Representatives, according to the Massachusetts Office of Campaign and Political Finance. The Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts Executive Director, has a more than $10,000 financial edge over his nearest competitor, Ward 6 City Councilor Peter Capano, who has about $2,700, most from his previously uncontested race for City Council last year. The seat is expected to become available next fall if State Representative Brendan Crichton, Democrat from Lynn, wins his bid for the Senate office vacated by Mayor Thomas McGee. Crichton is running unopposed. In addition to Russo and Capano, City Councilor-at-Large Hong Net has also declared his intention to run for the House spot. More on the story in today's Item Live, story written by Thomas Grillo. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.